Previously on Role Gay Roleplay.
Jiggles is going to walk over and turn off the faucet, turn off the hose.
Hey, I'm talking to you. Don't ignore me. Rux is going to grab them again.
Okay. Jiggles is going to swing.
Oh.
Oh, they say grab these hands, bitch.
Baby said run up, get done up.
After the guy punches me, though, I'm going to try to grab him again. I just want to have a hold on him so he doesn't leave.
So just every time you touch him, though, he's trying to possess you.
Yeah, I don't know if you've noticed this. Bay is going to cast Catapult.
Okay.
And launch this bear trap directly at Jiggles' head. And then I assume it snaps shut when it hits him?
And as it does, the skin flattens.
Oh.
And is dragged off of the body.
To reveal.
The Jiggles skin suit falls to the ground, and this smoky specter is now standing in front of you. Is out of the body. It's going to take a big inhale and let out yet another wail. This wail in the same room is just louder and more powerful than it has been throughout the entire house. And because of that, it's going to do a lot more damage.
Great.
And I'm going to read this word for word for the rest of you. All creatures within 30 feet that can hear it must make a saving throw of 16. On a failure, a creature drops to 0 hit points.
What?
Great. Lindsay, thanks, get your paperwork ready to make me another character.
you kind of made me mad, and I think that you're just plain evil, and even if you aren't, you are my friends.
The wraith falls down into a dusty pile of ash. Welcome to Roll Gay Roleplay, a real gay, real play D&D podcast. I'm Chris the DM, and I just won my first roast battle.
Congratulations.
Oh my God, congrats. Congratulations.
Hi, my name is Katie. I play at Linspector Saint Hit, and I'm really proud of you, Chris. Have you won any of our roast battles?
Yes, three.
Three. So obviously you've had a lot of practice. You're welcome.
Yes, thank you.
It's all because of us. Don't forget it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Thank you all for being my punching bags.
My name's Brandel. Was it my turn?
Yes.
You're good, though. I normally cut in at that time.
My name's Brandel, and I agree. I intentionally lost all of these library episodes to you to hype you up.
Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice of you, Brandel.
Yeah, you're welcome.
She's a merciful lord.
I'm Tisha, and I play Rux Baldacchino. I went to the Strawberry Festival yesterday.
Oh.
Did you bring a Trump flag?
I didn't see. I only saw one Trump thing while I was there, and it was a little pin that you put inside croc shoes.
A giblet.
What?
It's a gibbet or gibbet. I think it's with the L.
But I did see plenty of American flag memorabilia stuff. And I saw these three guys. One's playing a banjo. One's playing a bass cello. Is that what it's called?
A double bass.
A double bass. Okay. And then the other guy was playing this guitar that was like melded together with a viola. It probably wasn't a viola.
Guitar areola?
Oh, okay. Wait.
Hold on. No, I'm
play my nipples like a guitar. I'm into it.
It is a stringed instrument.
Yes.
And I think I'm taking up all of those
instruments. Speaking of Jonathan, it's me. Hi.
Hi.
I'm the problem.
Yeah, problem for editing later.
Yeah, cut that first one because I said my last name. I was like, oh, that's weird. I don't like that. Yeah, I'm here to fuck things up. There's not going to be anything smooth about today.
That's frustrating. So let's talk about something else that's frustrating. Enemies of the podcast. We're adding to the list today.
Yes.
Ugh.
And we said specifically fictional characters this time, just to have a little fun with it.
Okay, so God.
Oh. Queen of England.
Queen of England.
She's not.
She's
you're
dead.
Not real.
We already won.
There isn't an Easter Bunny. There isn't a Queen of England.
I fucking love that movie.
So, okay. So let's go into official characters. Who's going first?
I'll go first. Shut up, Katie. My fictional character. I feel like we've all played Baldur's Gate.
Yes.
My character I'm proposing is Maria. She's the Nara? Dog kennel lady who...
Redacted, spoiler.
Oh, in the lower city.
Mm-hmm. She was the owner of Scratch for a little bit.
Oh, that's so specific, bitch. I love that.
Can't stand this
You
bitch.
Got my vote.
She like barks at you when you show like, okay, girl, chill.
Yeah, she's a fuck ass person, and I didn't like her either. I did not like her at all. And now that changes who I want to be an enemy of the podcast. So I'll go next. The true villain of Baldur's Gate was not the evil gods. It's not Char. Mm-hmm. Hell, it's not even Gale being like arrogant and full of himself. And whenever you move him, he says,
"How does that nerd have abs? That nerd has an 8-pack."
Yeah.
Because he eats so many boots.
yeah. The actual evil of Baldur's Gate is Astarion. I said it. I'm saying it with my full chest. Because Astarion is the prime example of, okay, so he did really, really shitty things. And we can gray area a lot of his moral choices. Because, like, there's reasons. Like, it's sympathy for the devil is a lot of shit that he gives. And y'all just like him because he's cute and he could be like Femboy Friday if y'all put him in the right outfit. But that's it. And honestly, let's be so real. I hate Gale, but Gale's actually prettier.
Ooh. Incredible take.
I'm here.
Incredible hot take. I am currently romancing Astarion and Lysel right now. So, but that's because I'm a sucker for people who he's already
emotionally abuse me. Yeah, I don't understand. Yeah.
The only person I will romance besides Halsin is Karlach. Karlach, okay. Yeah, I need her to put me in a chokehold and just like take, like I want the light to fade from my eyes in her bed. Sorry. But yes, fuck Astarion and I'm done.
Okay. I mean, I would.
Mine is not in the video game realm. Mine is in the TV realm. And I picked Ed Bighead from Rocko's Modern Life.
Okay, I gotta go Google
Holy
something.
Holy shit, I haven't heard of that show in a long ass time.
Yeah. Initially, I was thinking Filbert as my enemy, just because the show itself was pretty queer-coded at times, but Filbert's, like, hetero love story of... It was just... I hated that part so much, how much they focused on that. But Ed Bighead, man, his wife just wanted to fuck. She just needed dick so bad, and he was, oh, grumpy little ass.
Fucking rude.
I need to rewatch this because I don't remember any of this.
Yeah, Ed Bighead.
That's very...
The stupid little bow tie and your suspenders.
Married with Children core.
Ugh. Yes, yes. I never noticed the similarities, Brandel, but you're right.
That's for the children listening. That's an old show where Leela from Futurama really wanted to throw down and have raunchy sex. And the husband was...
The grandpa from Modern Family didn't want to do it.
Oh my God, you're right.
It is the grandpa from Modern Family.
Yep, yep, yep.
So Leela and the grandpa from Modern Family. Guys, I'm writing a fanfic. Hang on.
Yeah.
But he was, I think it was that's that whole quintessential, this is what married life is like. The husband and wife hate each other.
Yes, take my wife, please.
Yes.
I'm struggling going, like my absolute worst that I would love to be the enemy of the podcast is Humbert from Lolita, the book Lolita. Like, what a fucking terrible character. I forgot that I can cuss on this podcast for a second. Sorry. Just absolutely the worst. And the author keeps writing this person, this guy, like he's somehow redeemable. And he's just not. Nothing about this character is redeemable. And so Humbert from Lolita is my pick. And if I had to pick a second one, it would be Ted Mosby from How I Met Your Mother, because what a crappy show and what a crappy character.
Oh my God, I really liked that show until they decided that you meet the mother.
Redacted, spoiler.
Oh, spoiler alert, I didn't get that far.
Oh, so,
oh my God, retcon.
Yeah, forget I said that.
Wow. So we were talking about Ed Bundy.
That show came out like a decade ago.
Al Bundy. Isn't Ed Bundy a serial killer?
Ted Bundy is. Al Bundy is the character.
Ed, Ted, and Al are all brothers.
Another new fanfic. Ed, Ted, and Al.
Actually, I'm in.
No.
Ed, Ted, and Al. My enemy of the podcast, who's a fictional character, is Holden Caulfield from Catcher in the Rye. I read Catcher in the Rye because I had to in high school, and I fucking hate this kid. Like, I remember telling my English teacher, I really don't think that we should have to read this because it's just this rich, well-off white guy who, like, traumatizes everyone in his life, makes everyone who cares about him worried. And then all at the end, they're like, hey, you know, running away from home and, you know, abandoning us really hurt our feelings and we care about you. And he's like, okay, well, I'll try to do better about that maybe if I feel like it. And I'm like, wow, it really just is like that. You won't get better until you want to. I'm just like, what? Ugh. It's just horrible. It's just like, damn, this kid had his little sister be like, I love you, I'm worried about you. And he's like, all right. Sounds like nothing that I will care about.
The one good point Holden Caulfield made in that entire book was the age thing. Like, I'm in my 21st year, so I should be considered 21 instead of 20 or whatever. I can't even remember what age he said.
No, he's even wrong there. I don't care, Tisha.
Okay. All right.
He has no good opinions. Like, the book starts with him stealing a bunch of school supplies. I'm like, I get that it's a rich school, but like, he's just stealing a bunch of school supplies. And they're swords. It's not like it's like pencils. He's not stealing pencils. He's like stealing recreational like
drugs. It's supplies. A private school.
Bitch.
Stealing the Adderall out of the vending machine.
Exactly.
Okay. First of all, what a serve. He's like, what's his name? Peter Pan? No. What's the one? The he steals from the rich.
Oh, Robin Hood.
Robin Hood. Yeah, he's like Robin Hood, but with drugs.
Nice.
Let's get into our episode.
Yes, honey.
So we just had a big, big battle. Lots of hit points being lost and earned and lost again.
Yeah.
Le Capitan and Shannon have both passed out twice.
Yes, and Rux healed.
And something in the room is a mimic.
And something in the conservatory is a mimic. You are correct.
Ooh.
Is there another fucking ghost in here?
No, that was me. It's a good question, though.
But so you've beaten this huge wraith. You are now in the house alone. You've been there for a couple hours, and so far you haven't really heard anything new. So where are you going from here? What are we doing?
So we finished last recording by saying, oh, well, we all made our way over to the gym and wine area, which is so funny.
Yes.
And then you remember that all of the beautiful vintage wines are in little latex gloves. So we're slugging back some hands, and I'm assuming there is a process that means that we don't get like the weird latexy taste in the wine. Or is that the sign of a better vintage in this world?
Yeah, they're unpowdered gloves.
Oh,
they're
God.
Fancy. It's fancy wine.
Exactly, unpowdered gloves. It's so disgusting. I hate thinking about it.
I live.
And Lynn, technically, big surprise to everyone involved, he's a cleric. He's a knowledge domain cleric, so he's actually kind of smart. And he's just going to be drinking. He's had a couple gloves knocked back, really taking advantage of this. This is like, these wines are probably worth more than they're getting paid total for the entire gig. Like, let's be honest.
Right.
That's the vibe I got. It's like, you know, when there is a lich, that means that they die in a really horrible way. It's not just a regular ghost. It's special, horrible ghost. We have some thyme. We have some wine. That rhymes. I'm such a poet. I think that it would be fun to, you know, do a little investigate and see how Jiggles die horribly. You know what I mean? I always love learning how people die horribly. What do you think?
Ah, yes. You seem to be in high spirits, Inspector St. Tit.
Eh, not yet.
What if we make this a game and we get very drunk and go investigate the story of poor Mr. Jiggles?
And like how he died horribly? What if he died horribly in the house by something that's still here?
Well, then we will be drunk and I can't feel my face, so it'll be fine.
Shannon is so right, Rux. Rux, you're looking at his glove half empty.
Yeah, how tall is Sharon and how much have they had to drink?
I think that's something we should roll for.
That slutty skinny waist.
As these things are happening. Because I think this is a great idea. You guys are going to get a little drunk and start exploring the house.
Lynn is throwing these back.
Let's talk intoxication levels here. Who's staying sober? Who's not? Who's getting trashed?
I don't drink often, but when I do, I have one drink and then my slutty waist just can't handle it. And so I am fully inebriated right now. And I'm literally talking to a plant.
I love this. Lynn is like, Shannon, employee of the month.
Bay got a nat one on a con save, but also I don't know if Bay can get drunk.
Ooh.
Are you just eating cleaning chemicals?
Oh my God, that's it. Bay found a cleaning glove in the bathroom under the counter. That's full of bleach and CLR. All sorts of. It's a bleach-based chemical cleaner. And
it's high fashion.
But is it fashion?
Ah, yes. I see that we have you, Rux. You also seem a little. Are you partaking with us?
Rux has been drinking, but the thought of searching for a horrible death, especially in a place that is haunted, and Rux may not be sure that it's done being haunted, is making them a little suspicious and nervous. So maybe they're drinking slowly. I can roll something to see how much self-control Rux is going to have with the wine.
Let's do a constitution saving throw.
Yeah, I got a 13 for a con save. But that wasn't with disadvantage or anything.
Okay. 18.
I think Rux is at least keeping themselves at a drunk level. Not getting too drunk, but probably not sober either. Whereas the other two are definitely getting drunk. So we'll let you guys stumble and investigate through the manor, and I'm going to kind of montage this to get us through, since you've already done the hard part, which was fighting the big bad. So after spending the night in the Chippy Buckle Manor, gloves of wine in hand, the screams seem to have stopped altogether. You've gone through the house for clues of this haunting, and you've found some old journals, one of which was from Percival Chippy Buckle in the library, and the other one was Julia Wong in a small bedroom. You've learned that Julia was employed by Percival to renovate the landscaping outside, but Percival began to develop feelings for Julia. He would sit in the drawing room and stare out the window as Julia worked. And when you go into the drawing room, you find drawings of a woman. You find drawings of a woman in a garden that seemed to have been outside at one point, but is no longer there. Going through Percival's journal, you'll learn that once the landscaping was complete, he said he loved her work so much, he asked her to build a conservatory in the house. He even offered to let Julia live there, and she stayed in the guest room of the manor while completing the lengthy project. And once the conservatory was complete, Percival invited several guests over for a dinner party to show it off and asked Julia to join as the brains behind the beautiful project. But during the party, Percival saw Julia and his friend Chloe flirting and laughing while alone in the kitchen.
I hate this so much.
Chloe was the eldest daughter of Dagmar von Thor of the von Thor family.
Of course.
And her wealth was abundant, so Percival saw her as a threat and couldn't let Julia out of his arms. He let his jealousy and rage take over. He invited Julia up to the conservatory after the party under the guise of one last celebratory drink. But just as she was picking up her glass, Percival stabbed Julia in the back and continued stabbing her as she fell to the ground. He then buried her body in the conservatory and claimed to everyone else that she had merely moved on to a new client in a new city.
He killed the woman he was in love with?
Yeah.
Supposedly?
Because men.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so cishet white man.
It is.
I was in love with you!
She obviously just hadn't had the right dick yet.
Oh my God. Bitch, don't make me weak right now. Okay. Oh wow, okay.
That's what you have learned through the night. And now I need Lynn and Shannon to each roll a d10, please.
Okay.
I rolled a nine.
Oh, we both got a 9.
Yeah.
Okay. Due to the amount of drinks that you have had, you both have gained 1 level of exhaustion for the day.
Oh, you're a bitch.
All right.
It seems that my slutty waist has grown weary. I am in need of rest, but don't we need to speak to CC House?
Yeah, I think that we can. We need to get paid for our mission. We successfully got rid of all of, we successfully got rid of, you know, this screeching ghost that will stop people from wanting to buy the house. So job done. We get paid. Maybe a little, we died insurance money. Like, I literally died insurance money.
Should we go to the conservatory and find the body?
Oh, yeah, did, like, Jiggles, like, melt away? Like,
so Percival's not the Wraith. Julia was the Wraith. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
I showed her a lesbian porn video and she went to the next side.
Yeah, she had huge knockers. That's why they called her Jiggles.
I'm losing my mind. That's so fucking funny.
It was very good.
That's so stupid. Just imagining this, like, decrepit, like, possessed body with, like, these huge ghost knockers.
Big old mommy milker ghost.
Okay.
Oh, no. So Bea's posed a question. Do you want to do anything about the body in the conservatory?
They have to stage the place anyway, so.
Yeah.
I say we leave the body here. I don't know what you want from me.
I also agree. We can be like, oh, look, we killed the thing that makes the noise. Here's body.
So after a long night for some of you, learning all you have and fighting, Cece will come back to the manor. You'll hear the door unlock and the door open. There'll be a little knock on the door as she comes in. She's now wearing a lilac blouse with a gray suit and a sparkly dragonfly brooch on one of the lapels. Hello, everyone. I'm back. Can everyone roll perception for me?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I got a 17.
Okay.
3. The chemicals are really fucking me up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
13.
Then let's start the conversation, and then we'll have Lynn notice something in a little bit.
Okay.
So how was the night? Did you guys find anything out? Rusty pipe?
Okay, so I can summarize this up in 3 points. 1, there was a really bad ghost, so no, it wasn't a pipe, it was murderous ghost. Okay. 2, this ghost almost killed us. Killed us just a little bit, but I came back, don't worry. And 3, we killed the ghost, the house is clean, you're good to go.
Oh, well, wonderful. So no more hauntings, no more screams. My client is good to move in?
Not unless there is horrible murder in this building after this moment. But as of right now, there is no horrible little ghost.
Okay. Great. But
you can bury it right next to the other dead body.
Oh, so there's a dead body where?
Yes, just as proof of job well done, we left the corpse of the, you know, the lich in the, you know, conservatory where this individual was horribly murdered at first. So it's kind of fitting, you know, a circle that has no end.
Okay, so just a little cleanup crew needs to come in. Got it.
Yeah, you might also want to install grate on all the vents because that is how the ghost was getting around. And there may be some raccoon in there. Not this one, though. And then I point to El Capitan.
El Capitan hides behind Bay, but it's kind of see-through.
That's our vent work guy.
The Bay takes the shape of a raccoon.
Yes. Oh, yes. At some point in the night, Bay did switch back from being a raccoon to being Bay, because Bay was shaped like El Capitan the whole time, too.
I love how Rux is like, oh, no. Not that Bay turned into a raccoon. It's just Bay disappeared, and we got another raccoon.
That's Julian now. Great. Well, then I will let Dodge Von Thor, the Von Thor family, know. I have something for you, of course. And she reaches into the bag that's hanging from her chair and pulls out CC House House branded pens, chip clips, pinwheels, mini flashlights, keychains, and magnets. Here, this is all for you.
Okay. And you will be paying us how?
Well, Zastasha said you'd be doing this as a favor.
Oh, she said that, didn't she?
Well, I figured that was understood when you didn't ask about price or have me sign anything. You know, contracts are king.
That's a really good point.
We have to re-haunt this house.
What would be a fair compensation for this? Because I do appreciate it.
Well, I almost died several times, so there's that.
We
just throw that in there.
We do have dying fee.
We're going to need a few more magnets, for sure.
No, no magnet. We take cold hard cash, okay? Because you can exchange that for many magnets.
Oh.
Oh.
Cold hard credits, yes.
I'm just going to kind of make eye contact with you, see if I can kind of read your mind as to what our death fee is, because I don't think we've discussed it.
I almost died 3 times, so 3 times 4 is 1,200. You owe, for me almost dying 3 times, or was it twice?
I also died almost 1 time. So we have flat fee of 400 per almost death or death. So that will be at least...
Oh, and then Le Capitaine, the manager of our company, almost passed away as well. And that should be a fee as well. Also because animal cruelty. How dare you? And something tells me that you knew that this place was haunted with an actual ghost and you didn't tell us. So for being deceitful, that is another fee.
I don't discretion for you. We're terrible if this got out.
Yes, the Von Thor family murder a young lover in cold blood over jealousy. That would be really horrible to get out. We have the proof. And Lynn has like the little book, the journals with him. Look here. See? Jealousy, intrigue, deception.
So, if you want to pretend like you need a contract for putting our lives on the line, then we can pretend like this is not a cordial event, and we can make your life miserable, and this house will never sell.
She's going to kind of cross her arms, and as she does that, Lynn, you notice that her right hand, the knuckles on her hand, are bruised and a little bit bloodied. Look like recent injuries. She'll take a breath and say, okay, so I'm willing to, what was the number you said? 1,200 credits?
2,000. That was the number at first, at the beginning of the list.
You must have some betrayal or intrigue in your ears.
Roll persuasion with advantage.
Nice. I got a 23.
Cece will agree and transfer 2,000 credits over to you.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. We will keep this all off the book. We will keep this low-key. We will not tell anyone that we now offer ghost-killing services after recent experience. And we will keep this book tucked away so that no one ever know about that horrible, horrible little murder.
Perfect. Well, if you're ever looking to move your agency to a new home or location or need to move anywhere, feel free to reach out. You have all my info on there.
Can I offer to shake her hand?
Sure.
Will she put forth the bloody one?
She's actually going to put forth her other one. She's going to kind of look down and then offer up her left hand instead.
That's okay. Are you normally left-handed? I don't see that very often these days.
No, just had a little... incident last night.
Okay. Can I just do a quick little, like, how bad, like, can I do, like, another little perception check, or?
Sure. You want to, like, investigate, maybe?
Yeah, actually. Okay, well, I rolled a 2, so it's a 2 plus a 6, so that's an 8.
I think that at most you can tell that the timeline lines up, that whatever happened, what did happen last night.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that you're going to know much more than that with an 8.
She heard it last night. So then I think this is job well done. You can now get in and clean and set this all up. You will need to hire a new groundskeeper because it turned out that groundskeeper was the thing haunting the house. It's always a little sneaky thing like that.
That will be something I have to replace in the contract. Okay. And she'll pull out a tablet from her bag and start typing onto it.
Mm.
She'll grab a little like stylus and start writing down. Okay. Groundskeeper no longer comes with the house because it was a murderous ghost.
Oh, but the good news is the ghost and the haunting no longer come with the house. So positive, negative.
Yeah. So two things I can cross off this little contract now.
And it comes with the body now.
I am definitely going to have that removed and not tell my client about it because this is a big deal. So.
Yeah, and we are not going to tell anyone about it. And I make eye contact with all of us.
You know of the Von Thor family, of the Von Thor family. So I think that when we were looking at this stuff, do you know who Chloe Von Thor is of the Von Thor family?
Oh, that's an older name. Chloe would be Dodge's grandmother's cousin, maybe? Not sure the whole family tree, but yes, I know of Chloe.
What's she up to, I guess?
Oh, she's been dead for a while, Chloe has.
Yeah, so Jiggles has been around for a while.
Okay. Interesting. I mean, maybe that's a little bit of a sales kick for you. They'd be a little bit more interested because, I mean, the whole story, I don't know if you got the whole story or not, but basically this guy that owned the house was in love with this lady, and then this lady started flirting with Chloe Von Thor of the Von Thor family, and then the guy killed the girl because he couldn't be with her.
Oh.
Right? And that's whose body that you're getting. So, and that's who, the wraith that was, you know, haunting this place that we took care of for you, you know, for a minimal fee, I would say. So maybe if you can, you know, keep our name in your mouth when we need the...
And we will keep the name of the ghost out of our mouth.
I think that is very fair.
We want movie rights if there's going to be a Chloe Von Thor, the Von Thor family, the Von Thor fam.
You want to play Jiggles? Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. If anything happens movie rights-wise, I'll make sure you guys know.
Hey, and I can't help noticing that while you're writing stuff, your hand's all beat up. So you had an incident? Did somebody try to do something to you? Because, I mean, we can also provide bodyguard services.
Are there ghosts? We kill those now.
Yeah, and ghosts. You know, no. We did that for Tokyo.
That's very kind of you. No, this was not a ghost. I went to meet a new client last night, but as I was leaving, I left the bar. I went to the crosswalk. I was waiting for the lights to turn, and some guy started baby talking me, asking if I was what I was doing all out by myself when I'm a grown ass woman. Then he grabbed my wheelchair and started moving me away from the crosswalk because he said it's not safe for someone like me. So I hit my brakes, and when he reached to release my brakes, I punched him in the face as hard as I could.
Damn.
That
good for you.
Yeah. Do you want us to give him bad review on Yelp? We can't steal money from him.
I think he got the point. I landed a couple of solid shots on him, and then he backed off. So funny how the baby talk stopped after he got jacked in the face, you know?
That really helped, yeah. Yo, can I do a little cure wounds for her? Do you want to cure wounds? Look good for the showing?
I would appreciate that. Yes, please.
Perfect.
Can I do an insight check to see if that's true?
Yeah, go ahead.
I got a 12.
Okay, you believe her.
Great. She got healed for 8 points.
Beautiful. Her hand looks like it is brand new now. Thank you so much. Yes, that will make it much easier. I hate to have dirtied my hand like that, but, you know, sometimes you got to handle business.
Yeah, yeah. But doesn't look good for client.
No.
Real estate, all about appearances.
Well, thank you again. I appreciate it. And let me know if there's anything I can do for you real estate-wise. And if I come into any other ghosts, I will be sure to call you.
Oh. And any other bodyguard work. Or if you need, you know, if you need anything. We can pretty much do whatever for a cost. I mean, we don't do, like, you know, killings or nothing like that.
You're going to wink after?
No. No. No.
Okay, perfect. Thanks. Enjoy the rest of your day then.
Bye. Give a five stars on Tentacle.
Ah, of course. Will do.
And I will have you guys leave the Chippy Buckle Manor. As you're leaving out the front door, the listeners and I will leave to head to the Gay Agenda. You probably see that coming by now. This is the Gay Agenda, and first things first, I want to thank all of you who have filled out the trip survey over the last couple of weeks. To remind the rest of you, I am potentially hosting an LGBTQ inclusive vacation for around 20 people later this year or early next year, and that could include you. These trips are planned out, they are reasonably priced, and they include things like visiting an elephant sanctuary or snorkeling, and there's a guide to help us navigate the area. I'm still collecting survey responses for the next week or so, and I'm so close to hitting that 100 response threshold to qualify as a host. The survey is in the episode notes, so if you want to help me hit that goal, or maybe even join me in seeing Thailand's floating markets, or hiking the Rocky Mountains, or laying on a beach in Bali, just click the link. It's a few questions long, and it would help make this trip become a reality. Now, if you want more not just Chris the DM, but more RGRP, then head to RollGayRoleplay.com. There you will find links to our Discord channel, our Patreon, our merch store, our social media, cast info, and more. Also, we are very close to sharing an announcement about our 5-year anniversary. We just have a few things to finalize, so stay tuned for that in the next week or so. That's really all I can say about that for right now, so since I can't say anything more quite yet, let's hear what our buddies at DMD have to say.
We gave you tips and tricks to elevate your game and develop the art of dungeon mastery. Now we're taking you along on our adventures in our homebrew world, Hymirin. Come along an adventure with us every other Tuesday. You can find us where all great podcasts are heard, on social media, and on the web at thedungeonmastersdojo.com. We'll see you next time in Hymirin.
As you're leaving and trying to head back to the agency, though, Lynn, you get a little ding on your device, and... No, what you get is, how does the glyph of alarm work, or glyph of warding work, that you have on the agency window?
One second.
Because I know you get some sort of notification of it.
Mm-hmm. That's a good question. I actually don't remember.
I thought you did the alarm spell.
Yeah. It just is all, the D&D Beyond is like, oh, so you want it to explode? You want it to explode?
You can choose whether it's mental or audible. And it's just a ping in your mind.
Okay. Lynn, you get a ping in your mind and realize that someone is touching that busted window at the agency that should not be doing so.
Okay, well, small emergency guy. My friend, there might be someone at the agency who is not invited. I just get a little mental ping from my little spell. So we should probably head back because that could be a break-in, and I live there, and all my stuff is there, and all of our stuff is there.
Then we must book it. Hurry, post haste. You are not very athletic, so Rux, please pick up Linspector Saint Tit and carry them because you can run faster.
Do you give me permission to do that?
I mean, yeah. I was also just going to see if I can, see if I have, a remote viewing spell. Because I have scrying.
It depends on how far away you are, honey.
Yeah. You know the target well.
How far away are we?
Yeah, and it's I have to know what they look like. So I don't know what they look like. Damn it. It's not just an area. It's a thing. Okay.
Is there any other way that you could see what's going on?
Divination.
Let me look at my spells.
We don't have any cameras in there, or no?
There we
did
go.
We get, we do what have, did we get do have installed cameras. By Meow Applesauce?
Yes, we do have cameras.
Sure, we had cameras. Yeah.
Yeah, by Meowered Applesauce, didn't we have them come in?
So is there a way that we can, did we have it hooked up to, your phone?
Yeah, you guys can see the cameras if you look at them. Yes. You've got a adorable camera. You have an outdoor camera that's that's a downward angle. And you have cameras inside the building. But you do have at least two on the outside. Pulling up those cameras, you can see... that it looks like Inspector Riceballs is snooping around the agency.
He's looking for the two of them, aren't they, isn't he?
Yeah, the camera shows Riceballs is actually alone and wearing normal street clothes instead of his usual inspector attire. He looks like he's trying to peer into the agency, putting his hands up against the window, trying to peer through the wood. He even leans in really close to the doorbell cam and kind of smirks at it.
Fucking cop.
Oh.
Stupid detective. Yeah. Well, we can all see it on our phone, right?
Yeah.
We should make our way back, but if I'm not mistaken, Rux and I don't think you are within good graces of Inspector Riceball, so maybe it should be I and Linspector that speaks to him alone, and you too may go gallivanting elsewhere.
All right. Where do you want to go gallivanting?
You probably should go eat food, because we haven't really had anything to eat in quite some time. And we should meet and reconvene there after we speak to Rice Balls.
You want to go deli frittata?
Yeah, or we could go to maybe one of the bars to see if they're still getting that gummy vitamin chew thing. And maybe we can get some information about that, because aren't they still doing that illegal drug thing? See if they're... Did we ever figure that out? Like, are the gummies now really bad for people?
I think a couple of things that you guys talked about in a way to learn more about this is that knowing that Marcel pulled pork is part of...
Oh, yeah.
So that was the whole Marcel pulled pork thing was something that you wanted to investigate further. And you talked about inviting him over for a game night or under the guise of some sort of like get together.
Well, Marcel pulled pork is the cat guy, right?
No. That's Meowered Applesauce.
That's Meowered Applesauce.
Marcel Pulled Pork is the scientist.
Yeah, exactly. He's the one who installed the cameras. Marcel Pulled Pork is the guy.
No, yeah, the scientist.
No, that's Meowered Applesauce that installed the cameras.
Okay, yeah, sorry. Oh my God, there's so many M names with last names.
Why don't I invite my buddy, now I'm Katie.
Ah, yes, MPP.
Why don't I invite my buddy Marcel Pulled Pork over at the Deli Furtado for some lunch? Maybe we can invite him to a game night from there.
So, yes, invite Marcel Pulled Pork to the Deli Furtado, where you will then invite him to a game night tonight, where we will then get the information that we need from him to solve these mysteries, especially Freddy Fazbear. No. Not Freddy.
NB.
Yes, non-binary.
Okay, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Thanks for that, Shannon. Let's go do that.
You're welcome. Tally-ho! And I'm going to head on over to the agency.
Okay, so we are splitting up. Lynn and Shannon are heading to the agency. Rux and Bay are heading to Deli Furtado.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Then let's follow Shannon and Bay. Nope. Let's follow Shannon and Lynn first. I think you're going to be able to keep an eye on the cameras and notice that Riceballs is, after he stared and peered into the place for a little while, you see him kind of walk across the street. What he thinks is out of the camera's sight, but just in the camera's sight still, hiding in a corner, just waiting, looking at the agency. He seems to think he's hidden, but he is not. I rolled. He did not do well. And also while that's happening, as you're looking through your phone, you get a little notification, Lynn, from Meowered saying, Are you okay?
I'm going to send a dumb little selfie where I've got like a filter on my face. I look beat up. I'm at like half hit points. So I'm not looking super hot. So I have like a bruised eye or something, got a little blood out of the side of my mouth, but I'm just going to send like a dog filter face emoji and be like, I'm good. Still on for our date.
Oh.
Thanks for checking.
Meowered will then offer, if you want to hang out tonight, I'm slow cooking today and I can bring over food for everyone.
Oh, that's so exciting. Lynn's going to send over big eye emoji, like eye-looking emojis. And say, I normally don't eat other people's food, but I'm down to try.
Okay, great. Meowered will, like, LOL. And then, great, I'll hit you up later when I'm coming over, okay?
Bye. Kissy face emoji.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Okay. We will have you make... So as you're approaching the agency, you know where Rice Balls is. How do you want to approach this?
I want to scare him. I want to walk up behind him and scare him. Hey, bitch. I see you. But that's just me.
If you want to do that, I'll just have you roll stealth for it.
I think Shannon might be better. What's your stealth, Shannon?
My stealth is high. It is at...
Because I've got a plus zero.
Plus four.
Nice. And I'm like, I think that we should give him a little scare. What do you think?
Yeah, actually, you know what? We haven't had a long rest yet, have we? Because I'm still exhausted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So, I don't like him. So he's going to get seeming. This spell allows you to change the appearance of any number of creatures that you can see within range. You give each target you choose a new illusory appearance. An unwilling target can make a charisma saving throw, and if it succeeds, it is unaffected by the spell. So I'm going to disguise myself.
Okay.
Into Rux and Bay.
No.
Merged.
You know what? Or maybe should I and try to like get information? Like what? Well, no, because we know what he's looking for. So like, there's no new information on that, right? Yeah.
I think he's just hanging out, trying to see if Lynn, if Rux and Shannon, Rux and Bay are like here and stupid. Like, you know what I mean? Like they're silly and they're not following.
You know what? That's what I'm going to turn myself into. I'm going to turn myself into a vampire.
Yes.
So like I want the bat wings. I want
fucking
the
left turn. Okay.
Yeah. I want vampire. I want like blood dripping from my mouth as I walk up to him and I say, hello, sir. How can I help you today?
Okay, roll stealth. See if you sneak up on him. And I'll roll well.
Well, I rolled an 8, so there's that.
Okay, well, I rolled a 2 for, I think that Rice Balls is so intent on looking directly at the agency that they don't actually, he doesn't turn until you come up and startle him. Now, maybe you make a little noise on your way up there, but he still wasn't expecting you to show up behind him. Ah, nothing. I don't need help. I'm just looking for someone.
And who could you be looking for?
Why are you out? Shouldn't you not be in daylight? It's the sun's out.
I am a vampire that can stand in the sun.
The daywalker. I don't like that. I don't like that. I forgot I had this voice. I'm doing it now. I don't like that.
Well, I like food and you look tasty.
Oh, what the fuck? Are you going for like intimidation here?
I want him just gone.
All right, roll intimidation then.
All right, I can do that.
Yo, can I cast thaumaturgy and make like some lights flicker and shit?
I rolled a 19.
I think, yes, you can cast thaumaturgy. And that with that roll, I think that works out. Shannon Vampire says their line. Lynn Spector makes some lights flicker. And Rice Balls goes, fuck this. All right, I'm out. Bye. And starts running down the street.
I am going to dismantle my seeming and say, well, I guess we could have asked him in questions, but who cares? Now he's out of our hair and we have a party to plan.
We hate getting information.
I'm even like thinking what I can retcon to give you guys something from that. I do. Can both of you roll perception really quick to see if you noticed anything?
Oh, we dropped a list of questions.
I got an 11.
I got a 13.
Okay. I'm
hungover and
we
like
got what we got.
Tired.
That's what happened.
I just want to sleep. I am not learning anything more.
We are done learning shit.
No.
Okay, great. Inspector Riceballs has run away. You now have the agency to yourself. Le Capitan was also there behind you. Le Capitan decided to join you too.
Aw. All right, buddy. Let's go. Let's go take a fucking nap.
Uh-huh. Is that the plan for the three of you, a long rest?
No, yes, long rest. And then I guess we have to get ready for tonight. So I'm also going to be cleaning. Well, no, I guess we'll long rest and then clean later.
Okay. It's still early enough that you can do both while you're there. So
okay, both your accent.
But you've at least.
Yeah, are we gonna level up?
Oh my gosh, that was something that was supposed to happen last episode.
I guess we're leveling up next episode.
Yes, definitely, we are leveling up next episode. But so now that Lynn and Le Capitan and Shannon have made their way to the agency, they're taking a rest. They're healing up. All of them need it. We'll switch back over to Rux and Bay, who are now sitting at Deli Furtado. Did you guys order anything? Was there anything on the menu that you wanted?
Polish sausage is what I got last time.
Mm. Give me a joke.
Do you want the promiscuito sandwich?
No, hang on. Let me find a Deli Furtado joke.
Do you want the bird that was once a bird that can't fly away anymore? I did those already. That's a chicken sandwich, like a bird.
Eat your man? That sounds... Oh, man eater. I'll take a... I'm gonna have the...
You were just hoping a joke was gonna come?
Just sometimes you start hoping. You know, sometimes you just start... You gotta let Jesus take the wheel. Yes. The man-eater man-witch, is that a thing?
Yes, it's just ground up, not sure what it is, meat.
There you go.
Sloppy man-eater.
There you go. Oh, okay. My nickname in high school.
Yes, yes. Rux has a pull of sausage, and in walks in Marcel Pulled Pork. He's even still got his lab coat on. That says Dr. Drug.
Great.
And he comes and sits, Rux, hey! What's up, hey. Buddy?
Hey, buddy. I figure we have some lunch. And we're going to have but we're trying to put together a game night. So,
oh.
Don't know what kind of games you like to play.
Dr. Drug loves games.
Well, why don't you order some food and we'll have a little conversation.
Great. I'm going to go get packets of mayo.
Okay, buddy. Okay.
Yeah, Dr. Pulled Pork goes up, gets some food, orders, brings back a tray with a sandwich on it, and so many packets of mayo. And he just starts squeezing them one after another right on top of the sandwich. What time's the game night, Rux? What do you think? Need me to bring anything?
I was thinking maybe around 7 o'clock. That sounds good, Bay.
Yes, great. Could you bring a couple packets of mayo?
Oh, yeah, I'll make sure to grab some more. I'm definitely going to use all of these. It's on his, like, 7th or 8th one, just squeezing all of it out onto the top of the sandwich.
Damn. Okay. That's pretty disgusting, buddy. Just so you know, that's a lot of mayo. And, you know, not that I got anything against mayonnaise, but, you know, Miracle Whip is always obviously better.
This person doesn't even put ketchup on a hot dog, so don't...
Oh, how weird. No. I forgot about you, Rux. Strange habits.
Yeah, I know. My whole family, they all like mayo, but I think they all like mayo. I can't really remember, but I do like Miracle Whip. So, hey, I don't think we ever really got to know a lot about each other, and if we're going to play games, maybe we should do a quick trivia get-to-know-you game.
Oh, fun. Game on a lunch break. Love this. Yeah. What's your zodiac sign?
Aries.
Oh, you're a ram. That's all I know. That's it.
Yeah. What about you?
Oh, God. I like...
you don't write down your character's zodiac signs? Fake gay.
How could you?
I was trying to think what would make sense with Dr. Drug. I'm a Taurus, just right after you, I think. Before
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I think that's... I think
next
it's
to
after.
You. Yeah.
I think it's after. Yeah. It's that's after. Cool. So, all right, what do you, I'll ask you a question, you ask Bay a question, Bay ask me a question, and we'll go in like a little triangle.
Okay, yep.
What does that sound, Bay?
I just feel like somebody should ask me my zodiac sign.
I have no idea what you just said.
What's your zodiac sign?
Thank you. I don't know.
Okay.
But it's nice to be asked.
Yes, this is what, doing a triangle, and we include everybody. That's great. So go ahead. What's my question?
Where do you work?
I work for Gluten. Nope. I work for... Damn it, Tisha. I work for Gender Fluid. I'm one of their lead scientists there.
Okay, so now then you can explain the rules again.
Oh, right. I have to ask Bay a question. Yeah. I mean this in the most polite way. What are you exactly?
Oh, wow.
From a scientific standpoint, I'm very curious.
I am a mystery wraps in an enigma.
Oh, that's my favorite candy bar. All right, now it's your turn. You gotta ask Rux something, see? Do you not know the rules either? It's hard. They're not easy.
What is your zodiac sign's favorite candy bar?
A thousand grand.
A thousand?
1,000 grand.
I'm having more.
Oh yes, more grands.
Yeah, it's the future. More they have more
inflation.
All right, Marcel. How long you been working at the as a lead scientist?
Worked the lead for about a year now, but I've worked at Gender Fluid for 4 years. They didn't pay so great when it started, but once you became a lead scientist, they paid a little bit better.
Huh. What's, and sorry, I'm breaking my own rules here a little bit, but I'm just curious, what's the difference between a lead scientist and just a regular scientist?
Well, instead of just coming up with new flavors and formulas, I actually have to monitor our production of them. So any of those test flavors that you've seen, I've already passed through them and made sure that they were okay before you tested them. So not everything works when you're working with formulas. You know, you got to make some mistakes. So we throw out the mistakes and I make sure that they're gone. And then I make sure the good ones go to testing. But also I come up with good new formulas like pulled pork.
Oh.
Hey, like your namesake.
Yeah.
Oh, it's an Orhai. Okay.
Yeah, my question for you, Bay, right. Why is there a bear trap inside you now?
Well, I used it to kill a ghost once, and now it's my good luck charm.
Oh, this is a fun game.
I have a question for Rex. Do you want a bite of my sandwich?
Yeah, actually, that sounds good. I like a man eater witch.
Oh, I'll offer you some of mine, too, and Marcel will pick up the mayonnaise-topped sandwich with their hands. There's just mayonnaise coming through their fingers on top. Like, hold it out to Rux. Try that.
Oh, sorry. I got this egg allergy, so that's why I do the Miracle Whip instead of the mayonnaise.
Oh, I'm sorry. And Marcel will take a big bite, and there's just a bunch of mayonnaise on their nose and lip.
Oh, no worries. It's not your fault. I mean, it's not really my fault either, but it is what it is.
Oh.
Okay. Then I have another question. You say you throw out those mistakes. Where do you get rid of them? What's that process? How do you get rid of the mistakes?
Oh, Gender Fluid pays for their own sewer system, so we can just have our own little dump down there.
Okay, one more question. Sorry. Related to that. Remember those ones that those little vitamins I had that you said weren't good? Is that one of the mistakes that got thrown out?
No. The what? Roll insight for me. Both of you can.
I got a 13.
7.
Have we taken a long rest?
No.
Well, never mind.
No, you have not yet. Marcel's going to kind of start cramming their sandwich in their mouth and say, "Oh, I gotta go. Lunch break's almost over. I'll see you at game night, Rux. Did you want me to bring some of the good gummies? Do you want to just trip balls tonight?"
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Great.
Me and my friends doing drugs.
Great. I'll see you tonight. And Marcel Pulled Pork will leave, licking the mayonnaise off between their fingers.
Ugh.
All right, 7 o'clock.
Uh-huh. I'll be there.
Bring the mayonnaise.
And as Marcel leaves, Rux and Bay can finish up their meals. And that is where we're going to end the episode. Yeah, we'll see what happens on the next episode. Until then, I'm Chris the DM. You find me on all social media at Chris Drinks Lemonade.
I'm Tisha. You can find the podcast at RollGayRoleplay.com.
I'm Brandel. You can find me in the Patreon.
Hi, I'm Katie, and you can still find me on Baldur's Gate trying to get through Act 1 after months.
And hi, I'm Jonathan, and you can find me in Carlock's bed.
Hey.
Yes.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye!
Bye!
Bye.
An RGRP LLC production. Music by Joe Barsani.